USA Radio News.
A panel of judges on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to overturn the appointment of a special master tasked with reviewing thousands of documents seized by the FBI from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate this summer. The ruling by the three-judge panel goes into effect in 7 days. Congress has voted to avert the rail strike amid dire warnings. The Senate vote came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now will be sent to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Halting rail service could have caused a devastating $2 billion per day hit to the economy. A new system is predicting that Georgia's Senate race will be a deadlock.
A new poll shows a virtual deadlock in Georgia's Senate runoff 5 days before Election Day. The survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill has Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with 49% support from likely voters, while Republican challenger Herschel Walker is the choice of 47%. The two-point difference is within the poll's margin of error. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Two Yale University students and alumni filed a lawsuit against the school, alleging that the school discriminates against students with mental health disabilities by failing to provide necessary accommodations and pressuring them to withdraw. The lawsuit, seeking class action status from the U.S. District Court of Connecticut, features accounts by two current students, three former students, and a nonprofit group representing several other students. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ten students at a Van Nuys middle school in Los Angeles, California, were evacuated for a suspected overdose during the school day. The children were between the ages of 12 and 15 years old. 7 of the 10 students were transported to local hospitals. It has not been confirmed yet what, if any, the students may have consumed, but during a press conference, the LAFD stated this.
We know people's concern this time of this day and age is with fentanyl. This has no indication of being fentanyl related. It's possibly edible cannabis. It's too early to tell.
There is another setback when it comes to Biden's student loan forgiveness program.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry.
The company behind a popular line of laundry detergent and cleaning products, The Laundress, has issued a voluntary recall due to possible bacterial contamination. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.